Hey, I just got another prayer letter in the mail. Wanted to read it to you. Again, this is March 2024, and it's from our friends the Lowrys in Croatia. So check it out. Every old crow thinks hers is the blackest. That's a saying they used in the USA. I'm not even sure necessarily what it means. Maybe every crow thinks she's the prettiest or the blackest? I don't know. But he writes that he can still hear his dad saying that saying back in the U.S. It was just another way of saying how proud you are of your own, basically. I suppose, and it rings especially true this month. And so at March 6th, he talks about his daughter-in-law, Jordan, finally getting it settled in her heart and mind after living many years in fear and doubt. And I suppose this is talking about salvation. She knelt down and called upon the Lord to save her soul. And then on the 17th of March, she followed the Lord into believer's baptism and was baptized by her husband or their son. And they're very proud of them. It's a modern, but not just modern, but it's a world problem when people begin to doubt their salvation. They wonder, did I say the right prayers? Did I mean the right thing? So many people do struggle with that, and he's thankful that his daughter-in-law, Jordan, finally got that settled and trusted fully in Christ. And then after that, she followed the Lord in baptism. So the next thing on his prayer letter talks about what happened on March 23rd, this last month. This morning, he says, we had Bible distribution by the train station. They were giving out Bibles. When we planned it, the weather was calling for rain, but the Lord changed the weather, and they were able to give out 160 free Bibles. They had great opposition from the evil one, but God came through and helped them. We had some who were interested in the church, so pray that they will come. My wife, his wife, spoke to a police officer that thanked them for their service and replied, "And thank you for your service," he said, as he pointed to the Bible that she was holding. Imagine that, being thanked for giving out the Word of God. That's pretty cool. March 30th rolled around, and it was Resurrection Weekend here just a few weeks ago. They had organized an extra Bible distribution, and just a little over 1 hour, they gave out 10 cases of Bibles, 240 Croatian Bibles. Then they ran out, but they still had people coming up asking for a Bible. We have never given out so many Bibles so fast. We'll plan accordingly to move forward, and they're going to get more Bibles and do that again. So also, they had people asking for English Bibles, which we hope to have more of soon. It's hard to turn away people from getting the Word of God, and it's hard for him to say, "I'm sorry, we don't have any." So praise the Lord for that, and we hope to be able to give away free Bibles here soon in Serbia as well. So pray for us as we continue that as well. But at the end of his letter, he said that there's a need. They're still looking for more interns from the U.S., from some good churches. And it's a desire to invest in the lives of those who have a heart for the Lord. They have a heart for missions and a desire to learn and grow. So they would prefer a couple or two ladies or two men that could come as a couple working together, a team. So feel free to contact them for information or contact us. But they wanted to thank us again for their prayers, for encouragement, for support. Some of the pictures on this paper are of the baptism that they had, of the street evangelism where they gave out free Bibles, and then just talking to people. Praise the Lord that there's people still willing to hear the gospel and they still have a desire for a free Bible. And so that's a praise. And if you're listening and you don't have a Bible and you would like to have one, contact us and we'll see if we can get one in your language as well. So our email should be on the bottom of this podcast, but it's balkanbaptist@gmail.com. God bless you. You guys have a great day and we'll talk to you later. Vidimo se.